980 WCDO.
So, Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge Guilford High School. The other score that came in that I didn't bother to give you was Binghamton over Corning, and that was a rather one-sided score. We'll give you a quiz on current events. Okay, you ready for this? Baseball related. What do you think Magic Johnson invested in the Los Angeles Dodgers? Did you pay any attention to the trivia sort of news that came out this week?
Well, to him, it was probably just a couple of pennies and cents.
You think so?
But I'm sure it was up there, probably a couple billion, few billion.
No, not billions. $50 million. He said that was the biggest check he's ever written. Can you imagine that? $50 million. Johnson actually has had a pretty good track record when it comes to investing in sports franchises. He bought 4.5% of the Los Angeles Lakers and then sold it for a reported $60 million. His current net worth is estimated to be anywhere between $500 million and $770 million. Sort of when you're talking in those numbers, I guess its accuracy is a pretty wide estimate. Can you imagine that? Biggest check he's written. I love that story when I saw it. So, Mr. Billy, I think it's about time we put you back to work. You ready and eager to go at it?
Oh, yeah.
I will send it back to you in just a second. Remember, next week we are going to be seeing Green at Sydney on Friday night. We were originally scheduled to do a Saturday afternoon game, and that was going to be the game between Harpersville and Unadilla Valley. That game has been rescheduled. It is now a Friday night game. So next week, all of the games are going to be on Friday night around the area. So we will have the Green at Sydney game on Friday night on WCDO. We will not have a broadcast for you on Saturday afternoon, as all of the important games right here in our area all come your way on Friday evening. So Tyler Butler and company going up against Corbin Palmer and company. Both teams are at the sidelines now, and we have had no indication that anybody other than the starting teams will be back out there again. For the BG Bobcats, it was Palmer in the backfield along with Lucas Butcher, Justin Sirigliana, and Jake Mazzarella. You also saw a whole lot of action by Cole Webb and Pedro Aparicio. For the Unitigo Spartans, Tyler Butler was in the backfield along with Kellen Comenda, Kevin Thayer, and David Van Alstyne, and we've seen all sorts of interesting plays that have involved Johnny Wingate and also Tanner Winchester. As we've told you before, 35-0 was our score at the half, and here to carry you through the third quarter of this ball game and getting all his papers set and ready to go, here's the voice of WCDO Sports. Here's Billy Blake.
Thank you, as always, Harry, and we are getting set for the second half. Teams on the field ready to go. The BG Bobcats in their home blue uniforms with the white numbers kicking off from right to left. The Spartans in their visiting white jerseys outlined in black will be attacking from left to right in this third quarter.
So everybody lined up and ready to go. The ball right on the 40-yard line.
And there's the whistle. Corbin Palmer steps up and kicks it. Looks like an onside kick and takes a couple of bounces, but the Spartans are able to retain possession at their own 43-yard line.
Yeah, Jake Mazzarella was right on that, so he wanted to make sure that he was there if the ball did squirt away from anybody. It didn't. The Unitigo Spartans held on to it, but Mazzarella was right there around the 45, and they're going to put the ball down at the 44.
Tyler Butler back on the field. He's in shotgun with three wide receivers. David Van Alstyne, the senior halfback, joins Butler in the backfield. Butler looking deep down the field to his left. And that one is going to be caught.
Yeah, it's John Wingate. And Wingate is going to be down close to the 24-yard line, 25-yard line. And that was a great reception.
Nearly a 30-yard gain on the first play in this second half for the Spartans.
So Butler, who already has in this ball game gotten a 40-yard pass, now ends up with another one that goes nearly that same distance.
Butler keeps it himself after faking to Van Alstyn, and Butler running right up the middle picks up about five.
So Butler now, who has over 90 yards anyway, now just adds to the total and is up to about 94, 95.
Clock rolling right along here in this third quarter. Not even a minute surpassed. We got 11:10 on the clock.
Man split out to the near side this time.
Butler, one man backfield, four wide out.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and it's the quarterback keeper again, and Butler is taken down after a short gain on the play. Doesn't look like it will be a first down, however.
Now he's going to pick up about three. Very interesting to watch the teamwork between Tyler Butler and David Van Alstyn. When that handoff works, it works very well. Once in a while, somebody gets in the way of the other, but more often than not, that play works very, very well.
Third down and about two for the Spartans. They're in no rush to get to the line of scrimmage. They took a good chunk of time off the clock in that huddle. Same formation as before. Butler shotgun, four wide receivers. Van Alstyn in the backfield. This time Van Alstyn gets the ball, and he is wrapped up and taken down, but not before he's got a first down.
It was very interesting. Quinn Barnhart split out on the right side that time for Unitego, and he ended up being the blocker who opened things up for David Van Alstyn.
First down and goal for Unitego. They're at about the 9-yard line. Winchester split out to the right. Two more to the left. Here's the option with Butler. He keeps it himself. He's running right up the middle. And it takes a few Bobcat defenders to finally take him down. He's not in the end zone, but boy, is he close to it.
He just does things so sweetly. That was first and goal to go from about the 9-yard line. He got about seven of those on that play. He's up over 100 yards now.
Second and goal inside the three for the Spartans. 9:15 to go and counting, third quarter.
Butler again in the gun.
And again, the Spartans going with that spread. Four receivers in shotgun. Butler wants to throw, and that pass over the middle is incomplete, intended for Kellen Comenda.
You know, it's interesting because we happen to have a wall here that doesn't have a window, so it's funny. I lean back and look out the door, and Tyler McKember is the PA announcer here, and he and I are sharing a microscopic space in this door.
Third down and short. Van Alstyn with the ball. He's running towards the far sideline. He had to run backwards to get some running room, and then he tried to get back to the line of scrimmage and then some. But the Bobcats defenders were right there, and it will be fourth and goal for Unitego.
Yeah, no great pickup on that play at all. Pretty much, well, they'll lose a couple of yards on it, but it was still excellent field position, even though it is fourth down.
Spartans are going to go for it. Fourth and goal from about the five. Butler has four receivers. Butler keeping it himself, running right, breaks one, breaks two, and he is in the end zone. It's another Unitego touchdown.
Yeah, nothing surprising about that. Butler looked to his receivers, didn't see anybody open, and then he just simply pranced on in from there. He had to work for it because there were a number of people that he had to move out of the way. That touchdown coming at 8:28 here in the third quarter.
Butler the holder for Josh Firebend, and Firebend kicks that one through the upright. The extra point is good. So the Spartans get the ball to start the second half, and they put seven more on the board. They lead at 42-0, 8:28 to go in this third quarter.
So it is one of those situations where sometimes the games go that way. You ever have those days when you say, well, it's going to get better tomorrow, I'll just accept it as it is? We hope that the BG Bobcats don't do that, but in any event, it is one of those situations right now where you see a whole lot of points put on the board, and it's a whole lot to not very much. 42-0, the Unitego Spartans pretty much having this game going their way. Going to keep monitoring some of these games that come in and see if we see anything else that's interesting, because scores are always interesting to see. Tomorrow it's going to be on the road. We will be over in Walton Warrior territory, as that will be the first time that we see the Walton Warriors this year, the only game originating from Walton. We will be seeing them later on in the season, it is likely.
Josh Fireman kicks this one off, and Tyler Wiemann picks this one up, and he is taken down at his own 33-yard line. A low line drive kick by Fireman towards the far sidelines, and Wiemann was there. He scooped it up and took off, basically ran in a straight line, and now they will spot the ball closer to the 35. So Corbin Palmer in offense back, or this is their first time on the field with 8:23 to go, third quarter.
Lucas Butcher split out to the near side this time.
Corbin Palmer rolling out. Palmer still running around, and now he is sacked. Corbin Palmer couldn't find an open guy, and he is tripped up at his own 28-yard line, but there is a flag on the play.
Did you watch the cool of Palmer that time? Austin Bowerly was pretty much bottled up down here. And Palmer was scrambling, and with his non-ball hand, he's saying, that way, as he's whipping that hand out, trying to get Bowerly to break loose and go infield.
It will be a penalty on the Bobcats, and the Spartans will decline it. So it will be a long second down for BG from their own 28-yard line.
Loss on that play of, it looks like, about 5. So we'll call it second and 15.
And Palmer, being a left-handed quarterback, was rolling out to his left on that play. So it wasn't like he had to try to throw across his body, but he just simply couldn't find a man open. Second and long. Jake Mazzarella gets the ball, and Mazzarella has a good run. He is out of bounds at his own 44-yard line, close to a first down.
Yeah, very close to a first down. In fact, the official now has his foot on the out-of-bounds line, and I believe when they eyeball it across that they're probably just simply going to give the signal and say, first down. There's the signal right there.
So Mazzarella, who does the majority of the running for this Bobcats football team, along with fellow senior Justin Sergliano, picks up a first down.
So Mazzarella up now over 40 yards on the day. Hasn't carried the ball as many times today as we have seen him carry it earlier. Wingate splits out. Cole Webb splits out to the near side.
There's a pitch to Tyler Wiemann. Wiemann had some running room. He crosses midfield, and he is down at the 48-yard line.
I'll tell you, Wiemann picked up 5, and then he saw a man coming on in. He put that shoulder down, and he really plowed into that man. He got only about another yard after that, but he did get across midfield. Down, we'll call it, to the 49. Gain on that total play of about 7.
Second and 3 for the Bobcats. They are on the Spartan side of the field at the 49. Wiemann out on the field. Guys, Corbin Palmer and Jake Mazzarella talk things over. Palmer keeps it himself, and he's got a first down at the Spartans' 40-yard line.
Yeah, but we see one of those unfriendly little flags over there. If you look on the far side of the field, There's a flag down. Palmer picked up about 9 yards, but I have a feeling it's all going to be for naught. Yep.
Penalties have just killed the Bobcats tonight. Corbin Palmer just shrugs his shoulders as if to say, what do we have to do to keep first down here?
So in that particular situation, it was illegal procedure against the Bobcats. So it'll be a 5-yard march off. That will carry the ball back across midfield. And finally, the official puts it down at the 47-yard line, back in Bobcat territory.
Corbin Palmer and Cole Webb sprinting over towards the huddle. 6:30 to go and counting in this third quarter. Mazzarella and Wima in the backfield. Cole Webb and Butcher, the two receivers. And there's a carry for Mazzarella. Mazzarella keeps trucking right along. He's got a BG first down.
He gets the first down and then some. So he gains about 7 or 8 yards as he's down across the 45 to the 42-yard line. And they will move the chains down from there.
First and 10, Bobcats at the Spartans 42. Time is of the essence for BG midway through this third quarter with a big deficit on their hands. Corbin Palmer makes his way up to the line. He's got Wiemet and Mazzarella in the backfield. Here's a pitch to Wiemet. Wiemet running to his left, and he has a good chunk of yardage. He's down at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, he got across for a first down, too. He had to get to the 32, but he got to the 32, the 30, and down to the 28 before he is finally stopped. And Tyler Wiemet is one hard-running guy.
And Wiemet could be the replacement for Sirigliano, who we have yet to see on the football field this second half.
Wiemet, 6'2", senior, but a very spindly 6'2". He is only 150 pounds for that 6'2".
Mazzarella and Wiemet in the backfield. Now it's Mazzarella's turn, and he gets a couple on the ground.
Yeah, Maz gets down to the 25-yard line before he's finally brought down. So he'll gain a couple. We'll call it about 3, bringing up 2nd and 7.
Bobcats inside the Spartans 30 at the 25. Corbin Palmer and Pedro Aparicio make their way to the huddle. Aparicio, the receiver, split left. It's Mazzarella and Wiemet again in the backfield. They fake it to Mazzarella. They give it to Wiemet. And that one was sniffed up by the Unitigo defensive line. Not much there for Tyler Wiemet.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what you called. Although Wiemet goes down now and has to put his shoe back on. So that's a good opportunity for a break. As Wiemet had his shoe totally torn off that time. So he has to undo the laces and get things ready to go before he can get back into the huddle and get ready to go. Our next two games both involve the Sydney Warriors. The Sydney Warriors on the road tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 kickoff at Walton. And then next Friday, in the only game we will have next weekend, it will be the Sydney Warriors at home taking on the Green Trojans, and that could be a very important ball game. Now Tyler Wiemet is up, and he is getting back in the huddle, and we're just about ready to go.
4:24 on the clock. Third down for the Bobcats. Two receivers, two in the backfield for Corbin Palmer. Palmer rolling to his left. That throw intended for Cole Webb is bobbled up in the air. There's also a few Unitigo players there too, but it is ruled incomplete.
Right. Webb went way up in the air that time. It bounced off his shoulder pad, but he did not stop then. He dove for that ball before it came down. Almost managed to get it, but it bounced away.
BG faced with a fourth down situation. Fourth and about 6 from the 24-yard line.
So it will be right inside. I was going to say right on the 25. It's down at about the 23-yard line.
Two in the backfield. There's a pitch to Tyler Wiemet. Wiemet running towards the first down marker, and it will be close.
Well, Wiemet probably got it. He got to the 20-yard line that time, and then he just gave a great sort of jump and put that shoulder down. He hurtled his way over that vertical, and he gets the first down.
First and 10 at the 17 as the Bobcats are in the red zone. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Cole Webb and Lucas Butcher, the two receivers. Webb to the left, Butcher to the right. Mazzarella gets the carry. He's up the middle. He's got a good gain. He breaks one tackle, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Bobcat.
So that one started back at about the 17-yard line. So the shutout is over as Mazzarella runs in from the 17. That is the first score for the Bobcats. It comes at 3:35 of period number three. And now our score is 42-6.
Corbin Palmer looking to attempt the extra point. Lucas Butcher the holder. Offensive line for the Bobcats getting set. Officials also getting in position here. There's the snap, hold, and the kick is blocked by the Spartans. So extra point is no good, and the score remains 42-6.
Yeah, Kevin Thayer blew in there. I don't know if he was the man who got the hand on the football or not, but he was one of the very first to get across the line of scrimmage. So we have a pause in the action. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490.
I do believe, my friend, that we are back. Jerry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge Guilford Central School on a Friday night. The Bobcats just scored their first touchdown of the game. Now they come back out onto the field, and we're ready to go.
Looks like it will be number 7.
That's Butcher.
Butcher kicking off for the BG Bobcats.
Yep.
All of the Spartans have their players up close to the 50-yard line expecting an onside kick.
Lucas Butcher, 5'8", 143-pound junior.
And Butcher kicks it back deep. And that one rolls out of bounds in the back of the end zone, so that will be a touchback. There were 10 players up near the 50-yard line for Unitigo. They had one player all the way back, and Butcher kicked it all over their heads into the back of the end zone, so it's a touchback, and the Unitigo Spartans get their offense out on the field.
I'll tell you, Lucas that time was wishing that he had about 3 feet less length on that, because he would have loved to have parked that at about the 1.
Tyler Butler and crew back out on the field for Unitigo. Four receivers, two to the right and another two to the left.
One man backfield, four wide out.
And they keep it on the ground this time. And that is a gain of a couple for the Spartans. And it is actually Josh Firebend who came into be the quarterback that play, and it looks like he's going to stay in this game. So the Unitigo Spartans getting Firebend some playing time under center here in the second half.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where if you continue to add to the score, you're called running it up. So you might just as well use the opportunity to give some of the underclassmen the opportunity to get playing time.
Second down for the Spartans. They keep it on the ground again. That was a run for Kevin Thayer. And Thayer gets a few. It's going to be third and one for Unitego.
Yeah, he got about five that time. So it will be third and probably less than one in reality. Ball located just inches inside the 30-yard line.
Third and inches.
Josh Firebend, the freshman leading his team to the line of scrimmage. He will be in shotgun with three wide receivers. He's got a man in the backfield, and it will be a run for number six, Tanner Winchester. And Winchester has the first down. He's out to his own 37-yard line.
Yeah, Winchester manages that time to pick up probably in the neighborhood of 5 yards as he got just what he wanted and went from there.
There's 1:57 to go and counting, under 2 minutes to go in the third. Both teams have put a touchdown on the board. Only difference has been that the Spartans made the extra point. The Bobcats did not. Firebend remains in shotgun. And there's the option. They give it to Winchester. Winchester, the running back, spinning around, and he is down at his own 44-yard line.
Yeah, but not until he has picked up a long 7 yards, as they will move that marker over on the far side. And it will bring up, we'll call it second and three. They're going to have a man shaken up in the Bobcats delegation, so they're going to attend to him. That's going to give me an opportunity to check some of these other scores that are coming in. Now they're going to be helping the injured player off the field. That is going to be number 65 for the BG Bobcats. He's absolutely okay. He just simply happens to be, I don't know if he took a Charlie horse or what he took, but it's now going to be Shane Curtin coming to the near sidelines. He'll sit down and just rest that leg. Play will resume out at the 43-yard line.
Second and short for the Spartans. Firebend with four receivers. Man in the backfield. And Firebend keeps it himself. And he has the first down right at the 50-yard line.
Earlier I was telling you that it was 40-something to nothing over Oneonta. It's now up in the third quarter. It's down to 47 to nothing. Vessel.
Under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Clock continues to tick along. First and 10 for the Spartans right at the 50-yard line. Long huddle for the Spartans, who approach the football. Josh Firebend, the freshman quarterback, has taken over for the senior Tyler Butler. Man in motion for the Spartans. That's Kellen Komenda, and he gets the ball. Komenda across the 40. Ooh. He has got the first down, and he was tripped up at the 37.
Oh, he was tripped up in there by number 5. That happened to be Dylan Moffitt. And Moffitt managed to get a hand on him and trip him up at the last second. Moffitt, a sophomore.
And this could be the final play of the third quarter. Under 20 seconds to go. Spartans getting to the line. First and 10. Firebend with four receivers. Man in the backfield.
1 man backfield, 4 wideouts.
Man in motion again is Komenda. And this time they go to number 7, Kevin Thayer, who picks up a couple. And that will run out the clock in this third quarter.
Before we manage to scoot away, you know, we had talked about how things can go wrong for a team. Seton Catholic Central is trailing Elmira Notre Dame by a 30-6 score. So it just continues to be bad for the Seton Catholic Central Saints. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on your station for sports, WCDO.
This week, you're sitting in Unionville, Great American, stock up and save.
Whoa. Hold on, Kyle. Hang on. Every week, you tell us about your great prices and quality products. It never seems like you have enough time. Let's slow down a little bit. Let everyone hear you in your slowdown mode.
It does seem like all I do is try to fit 5 minutes of great specials that we have in our ad this week into one, doesn't it? Let me try it this way, Rob. Come on over and save on delicious 48-ounce assorted Perry's Premium Ice Cream. Buy one, get one free. Visit our deli department and enjoy fresh sliced Wonder Bar German Bologna this week. Only $2.59 for a full pound. And And finally, in our meat department, light up that grill one more time with Great American Beef Boneless New York Strip Steaks and Beef Bone and Rib Steaks at a great price of $6.99 a pound.
There you go. That's much better, Kyle.
Thanks, Rob. And for that football fan in your house, stop by and look at our brand new selection of our NFL quality tumblers. We have many new teams available with home and away selection for a great price of $5.99. And new to us this year, we have NFL freezer mugs with all of your favorite teams at a fantastic price of $9.99. All at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490. Go.
Billy Blake and Harry Hugh at Bainbridge Guilford High School. Fourth quarter about to get underway. It's the Unitigo Spartans with a 42-6 lead over the BG Bobcats. And for the call in these final 12 minutes, let's turn things over to Harry Graves.
Well, it's the first time that we've had the opportunity to see a league contest involving the Unitigo Spartans, and they are coming out in rather convincing fashion, leading in this contest 42-6 over the BG Bobcats. However, we do have several more very important games coming up this season before those playoff berths are locked down. Talk about playoff berths being locked down. The Washington Nationals going to be in the playoffs. Going to be in the playoffs. Some people would never have believed it. Here we go. Man in motion, Kellen Komenda. And it will be kept on the ground. Let's see. Firebrand, I believe, handed it off. I don't know if he got it to Komenda or not. I saw two different plays. It was very interesting that time because Komenda was brought down, but so was Firebrand, and each of them had two or three uniforms on them. Gain on that play to make it a third, and we'll call it two.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect to see too many passing plays here for the Spartans in this fourth quarter with Firebrand under center. They're probably just going to keep men in motion and try to trick the BG defense with a lot of different runs.
Komenda off on the near side will not fit in the play this time, as it is going to be John Wingate who gets across for the first down. Let's see if we can pick up some of these other players as they come into the game. Firebend in there in quarterback for the Unitigo Spartans.
And Fireman just taking his time from the sidelines over to the huddle.
At this point in the season, most of these coaches have managed to settle down to the players that they're going to be playing a lot. Komenda going into motion this time, going from left to right. The ball will be carried on up by Thayer, who gets up for a good gain that time, picking up at least five, possibly about 7 yards. Now they're going to stretch it out to about eight, as that ball will be down inside the 15 by a squidgen.
Yeah, they sent Komenda in motion that time, and Fireman faked the handoff to him and gave it to Thayer, who went right up the middle for a nice run.
Back in the shotgun, the ball comes back to Firebend, who immediately hands it off to the man in motion, and that was going to be Komenda, I believe. You say Winchester? One wears number six, the other wears number nine on his back. Gain on that play of enough for the first down, so they'll move the chains. It will be first and 10 from about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, and the Spartans just running the ball slowly, wearing down this Bobcats defense.
Josh Firebend, the only freshman on either of these two teams.
1 minute backfield, four wide out.
Looking good for his Unitigo Spartans. Now he's going to keep the ball himself, get running room, gets inside the 10, down toward the 5-yard line. One of the defenders for the Bobcats is going to be coming out of there, gripping his arm. That is going to be number 60. That is Phil Ives. He's now flexing it, but he took a shot and the right elbow.
And we got a little preview of Josh Firebend in that Unification Angle Forks, and he stepped into the exact opposite situation of this, where it was Forks who had a pretty big lead over Unitigo, and now he's on the other side of that, where he's in there with a comfortable lead to work with. But both me and you were pretty high on him on that game in Unitigo Forks.
Oh, there was a case right there where he was caught and basically stopped, but he just spun off the man. His knee did not go down, but his hand went down, the non-ball hand. He spun around that hand, got back up, recouped most of what he had lost before. It will bring up a third and long 12, and the ball spotted at the 15-yard line. But very heady play on the youngster Josh Firebend. 5'9", 150 pounds.
One man backfield, four wideout.
And he is a freshman. Oh, this time he tries to hand it off to Kellen Commando. The ball is now pitched around two or three times as trying to pick it up was Commando. He did not manage to pick it up cleanly. It squirted away from him again, but he alertly stayed with it. He finally falls on the ball at about the 25-yard line. The negative of that whole thing is that it brings up a fourth and about 24, 25 yards. The positive is that it's a kicking opportunity for the Unitigo Spartans, and that thing called a kicking tee is being put down. So here is Firebend. He will be kicking from the 32-yard line. Field goal attempt is up, and now they say good. So Josh Firebend kicks a 42-yard field goal as that one goes from the 32 plus the extra 10 in the end zone. And with that, the score goes up to 45-6 as Josh Firebend, who looked good the first time we saw him kick, looks equally as good this time we see him kick. Harry Graves and Billy Blake on Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we're about 7 minutes left in this contest. The ball is kicked end over end and finally gathered down by number 44. That is Tyler Wiemet. And Wiemet will not come back as he is going to be met almost immediately at about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and for the Bobcats, now it's about just getting some positive plays offensively, getting momentum into next week's game. Week's five game, and this is when you just want to, you know, erase from your short-term memory, just try to get some momentum going towards next Friday and Saturday.
I think you want to erase it from all memory. Coming up next week for the BG Bobcats, they have what many would consider a breather. It will be here at BG against Deposit Hancock. The Unitigo Spartans will be playing on Saturday next week as Unitigo. All of a sudden they can't find it. So the ball is going to be kept in there, and it will be a short gain back to about the line of scrimmage. Cole Webb, they'll probably mark it down as about a one-yard loss. Do you ever have one of those? Oh, Oxford at Unitigo. So it'll be next Friday night, the Oxford Blackhawks taking on the Unitigo Spartans up at Unitigo. So next week, lots of good games for you. Green in Sydney, Oxford at Unitego. Talk about rivalries. Norwich will be taking on Oneana next week. I don't think that'll be a good game. It's just one of those rivalries. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Look out. Tyler Wiemet is back there, but he's not the guy that has to get creamed as one of his fellow backfield men. Maybe that was Cole Webb, who ended up losing about 4 or 5 yards on that play. Wiemet, who is good and tall anyway at 6'2", is the man who stands up and signals his teammates into the huddle. Splitting off on the near side is Lucas Butcher. The ball will be pitched back to Wiemet. Wiemet, getting a head of steam, will gain back most of what had been lost previously as he is up to the 24-yard line before he is stopped. He does gain back about 4. The clock continuing to run, 4:43 remaining in this game.
Austin Barrowley back on the field to punt this ball away for the Bobcats, and this Barnes have a man deep for the return.
Yeah, it's going to be John Wingate. He'll be standing inside the 40, bounce at midfield and hit one of the BG Bobcats, I do believe. Tyler Wiemet finally touches it down as it rolls across midfield and gets down to about the 47 in Spartan territory. So there is no change of possession. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Unitego Spartans, and they'll put it right on the 50-yard line. Well, a lot of people here from both of these schools. There are probably as many fans for the Unitego Spartans standing along the fence as there are up in the stands. That's probably the same that we have for Unitego. Remember, this is one of those I-88 rivalries. There's not that many miles between these two schools. Oh, Firebend has the ball come back, and it will be Tanner Winchester who will get the handoff. He'll get up for about a 5-yard gain. However, there are flags on the field.
Flag on the play.
Well, Winchester managed to get it up to about the 45-yard line. And that will be negated.
Yes, Barnes walking backwards.
Yeah, that's probably the polite way of saying it. I think they're being pushed back. It's going to be back to about the 40. That will bring up a 1st and 20.
And let's see what the freshmen can cook up on this drive. Josh Firebend, not only the quarterback, kicking field goals left and right, and you said off air, Harry, he's going to be one of the best players in the near future in Section 4.
Nick Beck splits out to the near side this time, but you heard the shout of fumble over the PA system, and when they finally get to drop on that football, it'll be back for a couple more lost yards. The ball down to the 38-yard line.
Yeah, play has gotten a tad sloppy here in this fourth quarter. That's not the first time we've seen the Spartans have a fumble. I don't know if it's a miscommunication between Firebend and his men in motion, but that's happened a couple times in this fourth quarter.
That's just one of those things. As you bring a lot of reserves in, they're not accustomed to the timing that their starting counterparts enjoy. Handoff going to be that time. In there to number 10. That's Corbin Henry. Henry, another reserve back. He is a junior. 5'10", 145 pounds. So it is players getting experience. 2:42 left in this football game. And you can start thinking about your valuable players for this ball game. My man, It will be on the ground again. Look out. This time it is going to be Kevin Thayer, who picks up a first down as he gets lots of rumble room, picking up over 20 yards. And he finally gets down to the 35-yard line before he will be stopped. Good run by Thayer. Thayer was one of the players who did not do lots of ball carrying. Now it is going to be Kellen Komenda who goes in motion. A flag is going to be thrown. The gain will be extremely short, maybe a yard, but there is going to be a face mask violation call. And it's in the backfield, so it will be most likely against the Unitega Spartans. They know it. Ooh, now both teams. Now it's going to be, get this, against the BG Bobcats. So somebody got a hand in on the face mask of one of the Spartans, and the ball is going to be moved down to close to the 18-yard line. Lines are obliterated in that part of the field, but it will be a big gain for Unitego. And BG saying just what they needed now. Komenda going in motion. The handoff goes to the first man through. Another flag is thrown again in the backfield. And again, it's going to be a holding violation, but this time called against the Unitego Spartans. So the clock runs down to 1:45. Unitego still leading comfortably in this ballgame, 45-6, as we are in the closing minutes of play. The ball moved back to the 30-yard line. So it is going to be Josh Fireband who brings the team back into the huddle. His teammates now break out of that huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage, and he'll do it all over again. Man in motion. As, let's see, carrying the ball was going to be number 10, Corbin Henry. Henry ran a rather long distance across the field, not very much up the field. It will bring up, we'll call it second and 18. The ball spotted down at about the 25.
And now we are under 1 minute to go in this game, and the Spartans just a couple of runs away from making this game official.
Split off on the near side. It's going to be Henry this time. Man in motion is Kellen Komenda. Another flag is thrown. And Komenda not very happy with things. This time it is going to be illegal procedure called against the Unitego Spartans. So somebody doesn't have that rhythm down exactly. But these are the things you expect to see in what we'll call first game. So this is the fourth game of the season, but for many of these players, it's their first game when they've gotten lots of playing time. Second, and we'll call it just a hair over 20. So it is going to be just a snap, and Josh Fireband drops down to one knee. And with that, they will let this game run on. So while the clock runs down, 45-6 is our final score. We'll be back with a recap. The teams line up and go through their congratulations and thank yous and other post-game niceties. And we'll be back with our recap coming up in just a few moments. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor there. Call 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School, our post-game show, as we have actually a rather quick game, a little after 9 o'clock right now, and that's not bad at all. Well, Mr. Billy, would you have believed it?
No, not at all. This was, you know, coming in, these two teams looked at the top of the division in Class D, Division 7, and, you know, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, 3-0 entering tonight with picking up their first divisional win last week on the road at Unadilla Valley. And then you had Unitigo, who was coming into this game, their first taste of a division. And a lot of credit to them. They came into BG on the road and just silenced the critics with a convincing win tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, they warmed up last week with a rather convincing win against Walton, and that was sweet. If we look at the first half of this ball game, what was your standout? Not looking at any facts, any figures, any stats, what was impressive about the first half?
Just the way the Spartans were able to move the ball offensively, whether it was the option offense with Tyler Butler or the fact that he was throwing the ball from the shotgun, they really were able to move down the field very well. And this has been a Bobcats defense in the first 3 weeks that has held offenses down, but that was certainly not the case tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, it was impressive Butler, it was impressive Van Alstyne. Those two, in my mind, just were go, go, go in that first half. So now, if you look at the second half, what was impressive?
Just the fact that the Spartans were continuing to able to run the ball effectively, keep that clock going, not let Bainbridge-Guilford back into the ball game, and you know, the turnovers for the Bobcats killed them throughout the night, but in that second half, just the effectiveness of the running game for the Spartans stood out.
Oh, the bright spot that I saw in that second half happened to be the foot of Josh Fryerbend. Mm-hmm. He, when you come in and kick a 42-yard field goal, that's sweet. That's sweet, and that gives you a potent weapon for coming up in the future. The post-game show being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. So, Mr. Billy, offensive player for tonight.
Offensive player goes to the senior running back for the Unitigo Spartans, David Van Alstyne. Two monster runs for him tonight, both for touchdown. One was 90 yards. The other was about 45 yards. He's not a big guy. He's only 5'6", but the speedy senior gets tonight's offensive player of the game.
We commented on this in an earlier game that we saw down in Binghamton. As you look out on the field in the post-game wrap-ups, you see who's being televised, and you see David Van Alstyne. The post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, in Oneonta, up in Norwich, and now across Delaware County in Margaretville. Mr. Blake, the dynamic defense winner
Dynamic Defensive Award goes to Norman Andea, the defensive lineman for the Unitigo Spartans. He had a great interception earlier in this game tonight, bobbling the ball up and down a little bit, was able to keep his hands under it before it hit the grass. That interception stood out to me, and that makes Norman Andea tonight's dynamic defensive player.
I like your choices more and more all the time. And finally, the all-purpose award. I have a feeling I know who this is going to be. It's being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at Sydney 563-3533.
Tyler Butler, who was actually just out on the field talking to some of the media, now David Van Alstyne is, but Tyler Butler, the quarterback, all-purpose player for the Unitigo Spartans, leading his team to a road victory in week number four.
Gee, why am I surprised? So again, the final score, 45-6. Tomorrow, the game will be on the road in Walton between the Sydney Warriors and the Walton Warriors. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we'll be there tomorrow. We hope you'll be there in the stands, too, because that's always the very best place to see a game. In the meantime, stay tuned to Continuous Favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. And as usual, thank you so much for lending us your ears. From BG High School, where they're just ready to turn out the lights on the football field, good evening, everybody.